January 2007. Use of lethal force. Anyone who is authorized to carry a lethal weapon should know the do's and don'ts regarding the use of lethal force in their home state. Every homeowner or renter who keeps a firearm for self-protection in their residence should also know these rules. LegallyArmed.com believes this area is important to the guests who use this website. Because of this, we will be posting on every state page an audio segment devoted to laws and regulations on the use of lethal force in that state. Can you use lethal force to protect property? Do you have to retreat before lethal force can be used? These are just a few questions that every adult should know the answers to. We ask for the assistance of our friends who live in various states. Please send us by email or snail mail your state statutes relating to A. lethal or deadly force, B. justifiable homicide, C. self-protection. This will help us tremendously in completing this cumbersome task. It might not seem like a hard task, but we caught a few of our staff members reviewing a book on how to commit suicide without much pain when we told them about this project. By you assisting us with this project, there just might be a few staff members left when this project is completed. We have the information for the state of Tennessee. We need all the other states. The address to send any codes or laws from your home state is LegallyArmed.com, P.O. Box 11543, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, 37129. Or you can send them by email through our website. Please be advised that Gene Kennedy is not an attorney, and the information on LegallyArmed.com is of a general nature and cannot and should not be construed as legal advice. If you have specific questions or concerns about lethal or deadly force laws in your home state, contact an attorney in your resident state. Thank you.